On the Feast of the Holy Innocents, I think we can remind ourselves and sober ourselves about the way the world looks on Jesus Christ. Christ was no sooner born than he aroused the murderous hatred of King Herod. What began at Christ's birth continued all through his life until he was finally murdered. 30 years of what we commonly call Christ's hidden life. No. 30 years of life in hiding. Christ's first sermon in his own native town of Nazareth. He didn't even finish the sermon. They rushed at him, picked him up, took him to the brow of the hill, and wanted to throw him down. During his public ministry, once it dawned on the people who Jesus claimed he was, that he was one with the Father, there he was preaching a sermon. The crowd with rocks in their hands. Talk about courage. I hate to say it. I think I should. Ladies and gentlemen, our Lord told the crowd, why, you're trying to kill me. Is it because of the good work I've done among you? No. You, though man, claim to be equal to God. Christ managed to escape. Then, throughout his public ministry, Christ everything timed. He commonly and correctly says that Jesus timed his crucifixion. He might just as well say, Jesus timed his murder. And the final straw was when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Then, what began at his birth finally took place, and he allowed himself to be murdered. What are the lessons? I have 6. As St. John makes so clear already in the first chapter of his Gospel, the world does not want to hear the truth. In Christ's case, the world does not want to see the truth. Today's feast is a sober reminder to every follower of Christ. The world does not want to be told the truth. What happened to Christ changed the world. Nothing happened to Christ. It was all part of the divine plan. As over the years, I've been telling both my students and the people I talk to, the only two final mysteries in my judgment, in existence. The mystery of the Trinity in God, and the mystery of liberty in man. We have the power. You don't explain this. You have to believe it. We have the power to say no to God. That's all the crucifixion is. Is the man saying no to God. Second lesson. What, shall I repeat the verb, happened to Christ? Christ predicted would be the experience of his followers. I don't think I've ever given this name to religious life. I think it fits today's feast. Religious life is protective custody from the world. Of course we know, not quite. Because religious, how well I know, can be religious by profession, but can be more or less worldly in their lives. And that, my friends, over the centuries, how well I know, is the cross that any religious who really sincerely wants to follow Jesus, the price he or she has to pay. It's not saved from the opposition of the world, but from the criticism and non-acceptance and rejection of one's own worldly fellow religious. That's why, over the centuries now, the Church, in her wisdom of old times, to celebrate the Feast of St. Stephen. Look, nobody knows. There's no archaeological proof that St. Stephen was stoned on the 26th of December. So why put the feast right after Christmas Day? To tell us, sober us to the fact that what happened to Jesus has been the experience of all his two followers. Third lesson. twice predicted, what they have done to the master, they will also do to the servants. But there's a mathematical proportion here. They, the enemies of Christ, will do to their servants in the exact measure that those servants are faithful to their master. If the world loves you, tremble, because then, to the extent to which a person is not faithful to Christ, the world will embrace that person. I know exactly how to become nationally famous. Give a lecture and blast the Vicar of Christ. I know, because some of my closest friends in the priesthood have paid the price for the lesson. Ever since he made the statement, I've been quoting our present Holy Father, the church's normal condition is one of persecution. Thanks, Holy Father, thanks. I was wondering what was wrong. There's nothing wrong. When the church, and remember, the church is not a building. The church is not some speculative construct of the mind. The church is, well, the members of Christ's body. Bad English, but good theology. The church is us. It is abnormal if we do not find criticism, opposition, rejection, at the very least, non-acceptance. I have too often, for too many hours, been alone in chapel, not to know what I'm talking about. Fifth lesson. To follow Christ faithfully means to witness to Christ as he told us on his way to the ascension. Remember, you'll receive power from on high. That power is capitalized. It is the Holy Spirit to be my witnesses. And as I've said so often, the Greek of St. Luke's Acts of the Apostles is not witnesses. You'll be my martyrs. Martyrs in New York, martyrs in Detroit, martyrs, I'm safe in saying it, in Hamer Springs. In the exact measure that we witness to Jesus Christ, we're going to be living. I didn't read this. I've experienced it. We're going to be living a martyr's life. And, dare I say, enjoying it. Finally, the Holy Father has been asked, and I've added to the hundreds of thousands of signatures, has been asked to make today the Feast of the Holy Innocents. a special day in the Catholic Church throughout the world. A special day of expiation for the millions of unborn children, the holy innocents of the modern world, that are murdered every year. And no less than the murder of the holy innocents was ordered by civil authority. So the murder, the latest figure is over 60 million a year, and that's official figures, murdered annually by the Herodian laws of legalized abortion. And how it pained me to say it, without identifying the country, but a nation that is poor, I think I will identify it, Nigeria. You name it, and Nigeria needs it. But Nigeria, among the few countries in the world, has not legalized abortion. And the United States is putting pressure on Nigeria . A desperately poor country will provide you with the financial assistance you desperately need if you introduce the euphemism Planned Parenthood, contraception and abortion, and legalize it. Pray, pray for our paganized nation. Asking the Holy Father to make today a day of expiation for the crime of genocide, but also a day of earnest petition to Jesus Christ that with His grace He might melt the hearts of stone of those who want to suck the pleasures of this world, and in the process are murdering those who somehow would keep them from living in the only paradise they believe, of living a life of beatitude in this world. Lord Jesus, in Your mysterious providence, You allow the holy innocents to be murdered by the cruel Herod, who feared the moment he heard that the promised King of the Jews was born, to get rid of you, he murdered the holy innocents. Open the eyes and melt the hearts, especially of the materially super-developed countries of the world, including, dear Jesus, melt the hearts of our leaders in America so that with your grace they may see the truth, and instead of practicing and legalizing, even legislating murder, they may love children and provide for their birth, so that being born, these children might give you glory by doing your will here on earth and enjoy your beatific vision through all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.